gather here to worship him, may he bless every one of us.
小弟现在奉主耶稣圣名跟大家来查考，是神可以住在我们中间的圣所。
Now, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I would like to study with everyone the topic, the sanctuary which God may dwell with us in.
我们来到教会是来敬拜神。
We come to church to worship God.
那我们相信教会就是神居住的所在。
We believe the church is where God dwells.
那我们来到教会，如果感受到神就住在我们当中，那么我们这个崇拜，我们的时间就非常值得有价值。
If we come to church and feel that God is here, then the time that we are here to worship is really worth it.
我们一个人到教会来的目的在哪里呢？
So what is our intent for coming to church?
有些人到教会去是为了要找朋友。
Some come to church to look for friends.
有些人到教会去是为了要寻找机会能够扩展他的事业。
Some come to look for opportunities for their business.
有些人到教会来是来寻找他未来的婚姻。
Some come to look for a prospect for the marriage.
但是这是很多人有不同的动机，这是每一个人心里所求的，我们都会尊重。
People may have different intents, and we respect people for what they have.
但是其实到教会来最重要的目的，就是要来这里能够真的敬拜到这独一的真神。
But what is truly important is that we come here to be able to worship the true God.
也就是说，神如果我们认识他是充满宇宙万物的独一的主宰。
In other words, if we acknowledge that God is the creator of the universe.
圣经说神是个灵。
And the Bible says that God is a spirit.
这个灵，这个既然是个灵，神就不会被，不会住在一个人手所造的一个屋子里。
And if he is a spirit, he would not live in a physical building that is built by man.
他应该不只是要住在这个物质的地方而已。
He not only can dwell in a physical structure.
所以神一定是到处都存在才是。
God exists everywhere.
也就是说，他是充满这个宇宙天地之间的。
That is to say, he fills the entire universe.
因为如果神只能够被限制在一个地方，那就跟人没有两样了。
Because if he's limited to be at one place only, then he's really no different from us.
所以一个人他如果要敬拜神，他应该在什么地方都可以敬拜到神才对。
So for a person to worship God, he really should be able to worship God anywhere.
这是从我们人对神的观念里面我们所衍生出来的看法。
This is the perspective we derive from our understanding.
但其实圣经说神是个灵，是我们肉眼看不见的。
Now the Bible says God is a spirit and he's invisible.
但是当神他愿意跟人显现的时候，我们人就可以看见他的形象。
But if he's willing to show himself to man, then we can see his image.
那可以神选择的地方，他临在的地方，这个地方叫做圣地，这是圣所。
Where he chooses to show himself, that is the holy place or the sanctuary.
所以这个主动权其实在神本身。
So the decision is with God himself.
所以当我们来到教会的时候，
Now when we come to church,
我们最开始的观念一定是在这里可以敬拜到神。
Our initial concept is that we can worship God here.
那我们今天就要来从圣经看，我们来到这个地方，我们希望这里就是神与我们同住的所在。
So we will study from the scripture today that the place we long to worship God at is where God dwells.
这个地方是按照神的指示所建设起来的。
And this place is built according to his command.
这里面的人都是按照神的旨意被拣选，被神呼召出来，被分别出来的一群人。
And the people here are those that have been chosen and called by him.
那可是我们从圣经看，神他在向人显现的时候，他都是有计划、有目的的。
When we look at the Bible, we can see that whenever he shows himself, there's always a plan.
我们请看一节圣经，请看出埃及记二十五章。
Let's refer to Exodus chapter 25.
我们最近在读圣经，读出埃及记。
Recently, we have been studying the book of Exodus in our Bible reading progress.
我们请读二十五章的第八节。
Let's turn to chapter 25, verse 8.
我们请读第一节，第一节。
Verse 1.
第一节，第二节。
Verse 1 and 2. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, Speak to the children of Israel, that they bring me an offering. From everyone who gives it willingly with his heart, you shall take my offering.
好，请读第八节。
Verse 8. And let them make me a sanctuary, that I may dwell among them.
第九节。
9. According to all that I show you, that is, the pattern of the tabernacle and the pattern of all its furnishings, just so you shall make it.
这一段圣经是神向他的仆人摩西显现的时候所讲的一段话。
This passage records a conversation that God had with Moses when he appeared to him.
这个你要告诉以色列人，以色列人是神特选的百姓。
Saying to Moses that you shall speak to the children of Israel that they are specifically chosen.
你要为我送礼物来。
And that they shall bring gifts to him.
凡甘心乐意的，你就可以把这个礼物收下来归我。
And from everyone who gives it willingly with his heart, you shall take my offering.
从第三节到第七节，这里面所记载的就是神所要的材料，神的礼物。
From verse 3 to 7, these recorded offerings are the things that God wanted.
那这些礼物是为了要第八节说要做圣所的。
And the purpose of these offerings are for the construction of the sanctuary.
那这个圣所就是第九节所说的帐幕。
The sanctuary is what is mentioned in verse 9, which is the tabernacle.
那这个帐幕，这个圣所里面有一些器具。
In this sanctuary, there are some articles or furnishings.
那这些器具都是神设计好的啊，神指示摩西要怎么做成，用什么材料做出来的。
And these furnishings have all been instructed in the materials and their construction.
这当中有许多器具，当时候对摩西来说是要做什么，其实神也没有明说的。
God did not clearly explain to Moses how all these furnishings would be used.
只是跟他说，就是要照我指示的样式，把这些物件把它做出来。
Moses was only told that these things are to be constructed.
那这个就是圣经出埃及记里面所一个很重要的重点，就是有关于建设会幕的一个记录。
This is one of the very important recordings in the book of Exodus, which is how the things of the sanctuary are to be constructed.
就是建造会幕这一段的信息，它全部的篇幅其实跟他们出埃及的过程这个神行神迹的这个记录差不多。
The construction recording it's about the same length as the events that led up to the Exodus of Egypt to this point.
从二十五章到三十一章，以及从三十五章到四十章。一共有十三章的圣经呢，都在讲有关于会幕的事。
From chapter 25 to 31, and then from 35 to 40, these are all recordings about the sanctuary.
那二十五章到三十一章是神先讲他想要做的这个会幕蓝图是什么。
First of all, God gave him a blueprint of this tabernacle in chapter 25 to 31.
这是神特别跟摩西指示的。
And this is especially instructed by God to Moses.
然后之后就要摩西到山下去传给百姓知道。
Later on, Moses was to tell the people when he came down from the mountain.
那从三十五章到四十章，就是百姓领受了这个神的信息之后，真的在建造会幕的过程。
From chapter 35 to 40, that is the recording of the actual construction.
那会幕造完之后，那个神的荣耀就显现在当中。
After the tabernacle was built, then the glory of God appeared among it.
所以我们在读出埃及记的时候，我们会看到许多记录好像重复了。
When we read the book of Exodus, it seems that there are repetitions.
但其实它的重复重点是在说明神讲过一次，百姓后来真的照神所讲的一一的实现，顺服神的指示，一个一个做出来。
But the repetition is to show that, first of all, it was instructed by God. Later on, it was done by the people as a way to show that they submitted to God.
那真的就是你可以对照神说的跟百姓所做的真的是完全一样的。
You can study that they were told and they did exactly as told.
这也说明神的百姓他们其实在那个时代非常顺服神的话。
At that time, the people really submitted to God.
神说什么, 他们就照着做。
Whatever God said, they did accordingly.
那这样的其实就是这个就是 人能够得到神的喜悦, 蒙神祝福的起点。
This is really the origin of how we can please God and be blessed by Him.
因为当神说什么, 人会照着去做, 表示人愿意敬畏他, 人愿意顺服他。
Because when we do whatever God tells us, that means we are willing to submit to Him.
就好像今天父母亲对儿女的教导, 儿女如果会遵守的话,
just like how when parents teach their children and the children are willing to listen,
那这个父母亲的心意就会很喜悦,
then the heart of the parents would be a happy one.
那这个父母他就把他所有的爱, 他所有的一切都给这个儿女。
And it would be very natural for the parents to give all of their love to the children.
那最后得福气的是这些儿女。
And at the end, it's the children who receive the blessing.
那其实做儿女的让父母亲欢喜的方式就是愿意顺服听从他们的话而已。
For children to receive this blessing, all they need to do is to listen to their parents.
所以圣经在记载这一段信息就给我们这样一个提醒。
This is the reminder that the Bible gives us in these recordings.
那神他特别提到说, 造圣所的目的是使我可以住在他们当中。
God explained that the reason for the construction of the sanctuary is so that He can dwell among them.
就好像这位神呢, 他很愿意跟他拣选的百姓一起同住。
It's as if this God really wanted to live among His people.
但是他需要有一个特别的地方。
But he needed a special place.
可是我们又想想, 神他基本上是个灵, 他不需要住在一个特定的地方的，不是吗？
But when we think about it some more, God is really a spirit. He doesn't really need a place to dwell in.
圣经说有一句话这样说,
there is a phrase in the Bible.
我们请看提摩太前书第六章。
Let's refer to 1 Timothy chapter 6.
提摩太前书第六章。
1 Timothy chapter 6.
第六章请看第十五节。
Chapter 6 verse 15.
读第十五节,
verse 15, which he will manifest in his own time, he who is the blessed and only potentate, the King of kings and the Lord of lords.
16节,
16, who alone has immortality, dwelling in unapproachable light, whom no man has seen or can see, to whom be honor and everlasting power. Amen.
你看这里提到说, 这位神呢, 他是独一的。
It says here that God is the only.
他是不死的, 就是说他是自己存在, 永远存在的。
He has immortality, which means he exists eternally.
他没有开始, 没有结束。
He has no beginning and no end.
他就是自己存在。
He is self-existent.
其实我们从人的角度来看, 我们不了解神为什么是这样子。
From human perspective, we cannot really understand why God is like this.
因为我们每一个人都是有一个开始。
Because we all have a beginning. We are all born of our parents. Everything in this world has to be done by men for it to happen. We are all limited by time. We all have an ending. But God is not so.
所以神是独一的, 他是远超我们人所能了解的。
God is one and only, and He's beyond what we can imagine.
他这里特别提到说, 住在人不能靠近的光里。
It especially mentions here that He lives in the unapproachable light.
那这个光是什么?
What is this light?
其实不是我们现在所看到的是太阳光。
Actually, it's not the light of the sun that we see today.
神既然是一切的起头,
since God is the beginning of everything,
他其实这里所描述就是, 神住在至高的所在是人不能够靠近的。
He lives in a place that we cannot approach.
是人也不能看见的,
and that we cannot see.
但是他现在他说, 这个神, 他要与人同住。
But it also says that this God wants to dwell with men.
这位神其实是真尊贵权柄荣耀都是他的。
This is the God to whom belong honor and everlasting power.
是值得所有人的颂赞的。
And He is worthy of all praises.
是超越万王之王, 是万主之子。
He is beyond the kings and the lords.
哦, 他, 所以其实神, 他是, 他是这样的一个特质的。
This is the characteristic of our God.
可是现在这位神说, 他要, 要百姓做一个圣所，然后他要住在他们当中。
But this God wants his people to build a sanctuary for him to dwell in.
那表示这位神他所造的人，他很尊贵，他所创造出来这些人类。
That means he really treasured these people whom he had created.
其实神，我们只能够从圣经里面的记录去揣摩，去试着了解这位神到底有多伟大，到底有多能力。
We can only try to understand how great our God is from the reading of the scripture.
因为我们人其实是很有限的。
Because we are all limited.
很多事情我们在这个智慧没有开以前，我们是不了解。
There are many things if we were not given the wisdom, we'd not be able to understand.
可是如果神来帮助我们打开我们的眼睛的时候，
But when God helps us and opens our eyes,
其实我们只能够慢慢的了解说，哦，是这样子一个情况。
We can gradually understand this is the situation.
所以这里说神他要与我们要我们做一个圣所，使我们可以住，使我可以住在他们当中。
Here he said, "Let them make me a sanctuary that I may dwell among them."
那表示其实神他有个心意，他想要跟人同住的。
It is saying that God has the desire to dwell among men.
我们当我们回顾神跟人的关系的时候
，When we reflect on the relationship between God and man,
圣经记录在创世纪的一开头，他记录天地的起源。
When in the beginning of Genesis, it recorded about the start of the universe.
那创世纪第一章就讲神用六天创造天地万物。
In chapter 1, it talked about how God created the heavens and the earth in 6 days.
在他创造的第六天，第一章的第二十六节，特别提到神造他的形象，造人。
In chapter 1, verse 26, on the sixth day of the creation, it mentioned how God made man in his image.
第27节说神造自己的形象造人，是照着他的形象造男造女。
Verse 27 said, God created man in his own image, and in the image of God, God created male and female.
那所以人很特别，是因为按照神的形象造的。
So man is special because they are created in God's image.
那神是一个灵，神基本上应该没有一个样子才对啊。
But God is a spirit, he should not have a form.
但其实这里所讲的形象是神的特质。
But here, the image of God is referring to the characteristics of God.
神的形象是什么？
What is the image of God?
神，圣经说神就是爱。
Bible says that God is love.
神就是公义的。
And God is righteous.
神是圣洁的。
And God is holy.
神是充满怜悯的。
God is full of mercy.
神是又是蛮有能力的。
God is full of might and power.
神因为他是完全正直的，所以他就不容许有一些不好的事情存在。
And because God is completely upright, he would not allow for evil.
所以神他的特质，他的形象在圣经里面新约以弗所书是这样描述的。
So for the characteristics, the image of God, in Ephesians, it recorded this way.
我们来看一节经节，看以弗所书第四章。
Let's refer to Ephesians chapter 4.
四章的二十四节。
Chapter 4, verse 24.
这里让我们可以大概了解神的形象是什么。
Here we can understand what the image of God is.
请读二十四节。
Verse 24. And that you put on the new man which was created according to God in true righteousness and holiness.
那这里说神的形象啊，神的形象就是有真理的仁义和圣洁的。
It says here that the image of God is true righteousness and holiness.
也就是说神他是真实的，他是诚实的。
In other words, God is true and he is honest.
在神一切都是真的。
And in God, everything is true.
没有虚假的。
There is no false.
那神是圣洁的。
And God is holy.
就是没有所谓污秽的。
There is no filth in him.
所以神按照他的形象造人，表示人很自然的承接这样一个特质，人喜爱真实的，人喜爱圣洁干净的。
When God created man in his image, it means that men should love what is true and what is holy.
真的，我们今天人的特质，每一个人都喜欢干净啊。
That is true. We all like things to be clean.
我们没有人喜欢被骗。
No one likes to be lied to.
我们希望我们所 听到话是真的。
And we all like to be told the truth.
我们希望我们今天所碰到的人都是好人，都是诚心实意的，跟我们啊，跟我们真的是很诚恳的在交往的人。
We all like the people that we meet to be genuine.
所以你看，这个就是每一个人共同有的特质了。
This is the characteristics that we all share.
其实就是从神来的。
This comes from God.
神当时候用他的形象造人以后。
When God created man in His image,
我们现在看回来《创世纪》的第二章。
We can refer back to Genesis chapter 2.
这个有他的形象，这个人他把他放在伊甸园里。
He put this man, which He created in His image, in the Garden of Eden.
我们请看《创世纪》二章的第八节。
Let's read Genesis chapter 2, verse 8. Verse 8, the Lord God planted a garden eastward in Eden.And there he put the man whom he had formed.
那这个伊神把人放在东方的伊甸这个乐园，我们称它叫做乐园。
Here, we call this garden a paradise.
哦，因为这个伊甸的意思就是快乐的意思。
Because, this is a place of happiness.
那神就让这个让第九节说，各样的树从地里面长出来，可以悦人眼目啊，可以做食物。这里面又有生命树跟分别善恶树。
In verse 9, it mentioned that God caused every tree to grow that is pleasant for sight and for food.
所以在这里，人可以得到饱足。
Here, men can have abundance.
就是说，人绝对不会饥饿。
That is, they will not go in hunger.
人有生命。
And they will have life.
这是神的生命。
This is the life from God.
所以这里说有生命树。
That's why it says here that there is a tree of life.
生命树可以结果子，生命的果子你可以吃的。
The tree of life would bear fruit and we can eat of it.
那又有河从伊甸流出来。
Then there's also a river that went out of Eden.
这个河有四道河。
There are four rivers.
那河，你看第一道河第十一节说有金子，那里有金子，是荣耀辉煌的。
In verse 11 it says that from the first river there's gold and this is...Where it is glorious.
第十二节这里提到它里面有宝石。
In verse 12, it mentioned that there are precious stones.
所以你看，神把人放在伊甸里面啊，这里面真的非常的满足了，人非常满足。
When God put man in the Garden of Eden, it is really a place where everything is good.
那在这里，神跟人非常的亲密。
And here, God is close to man.
今天第十五节特别说。神把人安置在伊甸园里面，使人可以修理看守。
In verse 15, it mentioned that God put man there, so that he would tend and keep the garden.
然后第十六节，他给人吩咐了一个命令。
Then verse 16 said that God commanded the man about one thing.
分别善恶树上的果子不要吃。
That he shall not eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
吃的日子必定死。
Because on the day that he eat of it, he shall die.
这是当时候人没办法了解的观念。
This is a concept that man could not understand at the time. 因为
他被造出来就是永远就是活着的。
Because when he was created, he would live forever.
什么叫做死？
What does it mean to die?
为什么神说这个树上的果子不要吃？
And why is it that God said he shall not eat of the fruit of this tree?
神没有给人解释为什么。
God did not explain why.
他只是单纯的说不要吃。
He simply said do not eat.
吃了之后有一个结果。
And if you do,You will have a consequence.
那是结果就是死亡。
And that consequence is death.
那是什么叫做死亡呢？
What is death?
当时候我们看到，其实领受这条命令以后，这个树上分别树三树上的果子不要吃，并不会影响人的生活的。
So after receiving this command, you can see that it would not affect the lives of men.
但是这一条命令其实就要试验人愿不愿意顺服神的话语。
But that the command itself was to test whether the man was willing to submit to God or not.
人会不会想说真的是这样子吗？
Would the man think, is this really true?
想要试试看。
Let's give it a try.
但其实后来我们发现人真的没有办法完全顺服神。
Later on, we found out that men could not truly submit to God fully.
创世纪三章就记载这个一条蛇来跟人讲话。
In chapter 3, it records that there is a serpent that came to speak to men.
然后他就把神所讲的这句话不可以吃分别善恶树上的果子拿出来做文章了。
Then the serpent took the word of God and started to twist it.
在这个对话当中人就产生一个疑惑。
Then man became doubtful.
然后神他真的很爱人吗？
Does God really love man?
神如果很爱人，为什么说这个树上的果子不要吃呢？
If he really loves man, then why would he say we shall not eat of the fruit of this tree?
是不是神有所保留呢？
Is it because God has some reservation?
这个越想就越疑惑了。
The more he thinks, the more he is deceived.
最后圣经记载，人真的伸手去摘下了那个神说不可以吃的果子。
And at the end, he took of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. 一吃完之后
才发现其实神所讲的话是真的。
And afterward, he realized that the word of God was true.
神是真实的。
That God was really true and righteous.
他讲的话绝对不是假的。
And what he said would not be taken lightly.
他这样说就是这样成就。
If he said this way, then it shall be fulfilled this way.
当人他不顺服神的命令去做出神说不可做的事情之后，结果是什么呢？
When man is not willing to submit to the word of God and did in opposition, what would be the consequence?
第三章的第七节，
Chapter 3, verse 7.
他们两个人眼睛明亮了。
Their eyes of the two of them were opened.
才发现自己是赤身露体的。
And they knew that they were naked.
他现在看到了自己的羞耻。
Now they saw their own shame.
所以他们很自然的就拿起树无花果树的叶子为自己编做裙子遮掩羞耻。
So they took the fig leaves to put it together to cover themselves.
然后他们就开始不敢见神了。
Then they were not able to bring themselves to see God anymore.
他们听到神的声音的时候，很自然的反应就是去躲起来。
When they heard the sound of God, they hid themselves.
这圣经里面告诉我们这样的一个错误，就是违背神的话语所带出的结果，这个叫做罪。
So this is what the Bible tells us, which is the consequence of not listening to God, resulting in sin.
这个也就是神所说的你吃的日子必定死的第一个结果。
This is also the first consequence when God said, the day you eat of it, you shall surely die.
你看人本来跟神是很亲密的。
Originally, man was close to God.
神为他们准备他们生活所需用一切。
God prepared everything they needed in life.
神照顾人照顾得非常周全。
God took care of men to the perfection.
那讲那句话说不要吃。
And when he said, you shall not eat of this tree.
吃的日子必定死。
And the day that you eat of it, you shall surely die.
他们不相信吃完之后。
They did not believe that this would happen.
现在发现他们是羞耻的。
But after they ate of it, they realized they were shamed and that they were naked.
他们不敢见神。
They did not dare to see God.
所以他就躲起来了。
So they hid themselves.
这是神所说的那个不可吃之后的结果，他们现在终于体会到
then,、
哦、原来神所讲的是有道理的啦。
Then they,
有结果，就是有一个代价的。
Then they realized that there is truly a consequence to not obeying the word of God.
后来人因为这样一个过失就被神赶出伊甸园了。
Because of this shortfall, they were being chased out of the Garden of Eden.
我们现在请看第三章，创世纪三章的第二十三节。
Let's now read chapter 3, verse 23.
二十三节。
Chapter 3, verse 23. Therefore, the Lord God sent him out of the Garden of Eden to till the ground from which he was taken.
好，人就离开伊甸园，就开始去耕种，就去劳苦了。
So man departed from the Garden of Eden.To labor for his life.
然后我们现在跳过去看第创世纪第五章。
Now let's skip to chapter 5.
第五章，我们现在请看第二节。
Chapter 5.
第一节，请读第一节。
Verse 1. This is the book of the genealogy of Adam. In the day that God created man, he made him in the likeness of God.
第二节。
Verse 2. He created them male and female and blessed them and called them mankind in the day they were created.
第三节
3. And Adam lived 130 years and begot a son in his own likeness after his image and named him Seth.
第四节
4. After he begot Seth, the days of Adam were 800 years and he had sons and daughters.
第五节
Verse 5. And all the days that Adam lived were 930 years and he died.
好，我们看这里又把神造人的过程在从述很清楚的说了神赐福给人 神照他的形象造了人。
Here we can see a very clear recording that God created man in his likeness and that he blessed them.
那亚当他被赶出伊甸园之后，他耕种土地，也生养儿女。
After Adam left the Garden of Eden, he labored and tilled the ground and also gave birth to daughters and sons.
他耕种土地是因为他已经离开伊甸园了。
The reason why he had to till the ground was that he had left the Garden of Eden.
那他已经离开了神的面了。
He already left the presence of God.
那这个时候他生养儿女，在世上又过了八百年以后。
So this went on for another 800 years.
第五节就说亚当930岁的时候就死了。
Verse 5 said that at 930 years old, he died.
所以我们就看到，你看一开始神他的心意是想要跟人同住的，人是跟神很亲密的。
You can see that the original intent of God was for him to live with men.
但是因为违背神的话所带出来罪的代价就是人死亡了。
But because of disobedience, men had to die.
所以今天我们每一个人会死，其实在说明我们每一个人都是犯罪的。
Today, since we all have to die, it is really saying that we have all sinned.
从亚当以后的每一个人都会死的。
From Adam and on, everyone has to die.
那可是我们想，当初神造人跟人这么亲密，与人同住的这个心意，难道就这样子消失不见了吗？
But if we think back to the original intent of God to live with man, does it really just disappear like that?
没有，神他是真实的。
And that is not so, because God is true.
神所说的话，他的心意一定要实现。
And everything that God says, his desire, all this will come to pass.
所以自从人一犯罪，人进入死亡，在罪当中以后，
Ever since man fell and entered into sin,
神就展开他要重新把人带到他身边的这个计划。
God opened the plan to bring man back to him.
那这个计划就是神一步一步的要重新回到人当中，要把人带到他的面前，要重新享受人跟神亲密的这个伊甸园一开始的生活。
And this plan is to bring men back to him so that they can return back to the life in the Garden of Eden.
所以圣经它也说明说，这个人的罪呢，就是造成神跟人阻隔的因素。
So the Bible explained to us that sin is really the reason that separated us from God.
我们现在请看以赛亚书五十七章。
Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 57.
以赛亚书五十七章。
Isaiah chapter 57.
五十七章第十五节
Chapter 57, verse 15. For thus says the high and lofty one, who inhabits eternity, whose name is holy. I dwell in the high and holy place, with him who has a contrite and humble spirit, to revive the spirit of the humble, and to revive the heart of the contrite ones.
这里提到说，神住在至高至圣的所在，他现在他要与心灵痛悔谦卑人同居。
Here it says that God who inhabits eternity and is the lofty one and dwell in the high place, he shall live with men.
所以那个会对这个罪会觉得很痛悔，想要改变的人，神其实是很愿意要跟他们一起的。
For those who has a contrite and humble spirit,God really wants to be with them.
那这个就是人会先去明白神的心意，然后会了解这个罪所带出来所付出来的代价是这么巨大，人其实是没有办法自己解决的。
When men see that their sins had brought about such a consequence, they would realize that they themselves cannot resolve the issue.
你看我们有时候一个人会痛悔，会这样子对过去所做的事情很懊悔，是因为我们没有办法改变事实，没办法再把事情重新来过一次。
Sometimes we become very regretful or very contrite because we cannot change the wrong that we had done in the past.
也就是说，我们对这个结果我们无能为力。
In other words, we cannot change the result.
如果我们可以把它改变，我们就不会那么后悔了。
If we could really change it, we would not be this regretful.
那这里提到说，人心灵痛悔就是会发现人 对这个罪无能为力，没有办法把这个罪拿走，能够重新跟神接近。
It says here that he who has a contrite heart, this means that he cannot change what he had done in order to be close to God again.
那其实你看神，他自从人犯罪离开他的面之后，他就开始一步一步的展开重新与人同居的他的计划。
But ever since man started to sin, we can see how God began his plan to bring man back to live with him.
我们从圣经创世纪开始就看到神他就开始拣选万民当中拣选人。
From Genesis, we can see that he chose his people out of all nations.
创世纪十二章提到神拣选亚伯兰。
In chapter 12, it recorded how God chose Abraham.
神用他的荣耀向他显现。
And God showed to Abraham in glory.
然后跟他立约。
And made a covenant with him.
应许给他子孙土地。
He gave him a promise of descendants and land.
要让他的子孙还多，像天上的星、海边的沙这么多。
That his descendants shall become like the stars and the sands.
然后神要建立他亚伯兰子孙成立出现一个国度。
And that his descendants shall form a nation.
那这个国度是属神的。
And this nation is of God.
那神要成为他们的神。
And that God shall be their God.
那这些被拣选的后代要成为神的百姓。
These chosen ones shall be the people of God.
那这个就是在出埃及记里面我们所看到的以色列的选民。
This is the Israelites that we see in Exodus.
那这个选民，我们现在请来看出埃及记第十九章。
Let's turn to Exodus chapter 19.
出埃及记十九章。
Exodus chapter 19.
这是神他的计划。
This is the plan of God.
我们请看第四节。
Let's refer to verse 4. Verse 4. You have seen what I did to the Egyptians and how I bore you on eagle's wings and brought you to myself.
第五节。
5. Now therefore, if you will indeed obey my voice and keep my covenant, then you shall be a special treasure to me above all people, for all the earth is mine.
第六节。
6. And you shall be to me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. These are the words which you shall speak to the children of Israel.
这里是神拯救以色列人出埃及的时候他所对他们讲的话。
This is what God said to the Israelites after he brought them out of Egypt.
他说你们若实在听从我的话遵守我的约我就要在万民当中做属我的子民。
He said, if you will indeed obey my voice and keep my covenant, then you shall be a special treasure to me above all people.
你们要归我做祭司的国度。
And you shall be to me a kingdom of priests.
这是所谓祭司的国度，这是跟一般的国度不一样的。
A kingdom of priests is different from any other kingdom.
这些国度里面的人是圣洁的国民。
And this kingdom is holy.
那所以这个当时候神的心意他其实透过摩西已经向百姓显明出来了。
The heart of God has already been revealed by God through Moses to the people.
但是这是一个过程，需要经过许多的步骤。
But this is a process that requires many steps.
神要把亚伯拉罕子孙从埃及为奴之地带到他应许给亚伯拉罕的迦南美地。
God wanted to bring the Israelites out of Egypt into the Promised Land of Canaan.
从出埃及记我们就看到百姓到了西乃山下之后他们就开始领受神的话语。
In the book of Exodus, we can see that after they came out of Egypt, they started to receive the commandment of God by Mount Sinai.
向人宣告他的十诫。
God proclaimed his Ten Commandments to the people.
这是人类共同要遵守的神的法则。
These are the commandments that all men shall observe.
那神他要建立的这个祭司的国度它是里面是有内涵的是要怎么样 才称作祭司的国度呢
For the kingdom of priests, there are also certain essence which God had explained to them.
所以到了出埃及记二十五章的时候
So when we get to Exodus chapter 25,
接下去神说你要为我造一个圣所
God said, you shall make me a sanctuary.
让我可以住在他们当中。
That I may dwell among them.
从二十五章第十节以后就开始说明这个圣所里面哪一些东西。
From chapter 25 verse 10 and on, it talks about the articles in the tabernacle.
其实这个圣所是神要与人同住，他这样一个心意在旷野时代的表达而已。
So this sanctuary is really just an expression in the wilderness of the desire of God to dwell among his people.
因为最后神他的心意要实现，我们会从圣经最后的启示录看到。
Because at the end of the Bible, in the book of Revelation, we can really see the fulfillment of this desire of God.
因为我们从创世纪一开始，神造人的时候已经看到神想要跟人同住的这个心意做法。
Genesis, we already see that at the very beginning, God desired to be with men.
那可是罪让人跟神分开了。
But sin had separated us from God.
现在神拣选他的百姓再一次的重生，他要建立一个圣所，让人可以再跟他亲近。
Now God chose his people and asked them to build a sanctuary to tell them that he wants to be with them.
那其实这个物质的这个圣所，我们如果从圣经看，它其实很简单的一个帐幕而已。
And when we look at the logistics of the sanctuary, you can see that it's a very simple structure.
里面其实并没有很复杂。
There is not a lot of complexity in the construction. It's a small place.
放一些神所要的物件。
There are certain articles that God wanted them to put in there.
在这里，神要跟人讲话。
And this is the place where God would speak to them.
但我们在读圣经的时候，我们发现，这个就是过去以色列人他们历史，不是吗？
And when we read the Bible, isn't this the history of the Israelites?
那我们就想说，那这个圣所对我们今天要有什么意义呢？
We may think to ourselves, what is really the meaning of this tabernacle or sanctuary to us? But when we read the Bible, we can actually see the plan of salvation that God has.
在出埃及记里面所讲的这个圣所，其实它只是一个就是神真的要做的一个影子，就是说它其实隐含的是神有更高的旨意要实现，就是用一个物件来表达而已。
And the sanctuary recorded in Exodus is really just a shadow of something greater which God is expressing.
我们现在请来看希伯来书。
Let's turn to Hebrews.
第八章。
Chapter 8.
希伯来书第八章。
Hebrews chapter 8.
第八章我们请读第二节。
Chapter 8.Verse
2. 第二节，我们请读第五节好了。第五节
，Verse 5. Who served the copy and shadow of the heavenly things, as Moses was divinely instructed when he was about to make the tabernacle? For he said, "See that you make all things according to the pattern shown you on the mountain."
你看这里说，他们供奉的是本是天上的形状和影像，这里提到说，地上的这个圣所其实只是一个影子而已了。
So here it explained that the tabernacle is really just a shadow of the heavenly things.
我们如果看第二节
，If we read verse 2,
这里说，在圣所就是真帐幕里做执事，这帐幕是主所知的，不是人所知的。
The true tabernacle is what the Lord erected and not men.
那表示其实旧约圣经里面讲的要建立一个圣所，它其实是后来神要与人同住的一个象征。
This means that the tabernacle recorded in Exodus is really just a symbol for the tabernacle by which God may dwell with man.
它不是一个真正神要所表达的具体的内容而已， 它不是真正要表达这个。
It is not that God really wanted themto have a physical tabernacle.
这个表达在耶稣基督来到人间的时候才具体呈现出来。
This actually was fully shown when the Lord Jesus Christ came into this world.
我们现在来看约翰福音第一章。
Let's turn to John chapter 1.
约翰福音第一章。
John chapter 1.
第一章第一节啊。
Chapter 1 verse 1.
这位神这里说太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神。
Says here, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
第十四节
，verse 14. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, The glory is of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth.
这里说道成肉身住在我们中间呢，充充满满的有恩典有真理。
Says here that the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, that we may see that He's full of grace and truth.
这里提到说，道就是这位神呢，他成为肉身，显现在人间。
The Word is God who became flesh and lived in this world.
那这个住在我们当中，其实这是希腊文我们英文的翻译啊。
Dwelling among us is really the English translation of the original Greek.
它原来的意思其实就是神在我们当中支搭帐幕。
The original meaning is that God built a tabernacle among men.
就是神道成肉身在我们中间支搭一个帐篷，就好像就在我们当中一起生活一样。
In other words, it's as if God built a tabernacle among us and living among us.
那这个道成肉身指的是耶稣。
This word becoming a flesh is referring to the Lord Jesus Christ.
耶稣基督要在我们当中支搭帐幕。
Our Lord Jesus Christ is to build a tabernacle among us.
那这个帐幕是什么？
And what then is this tabernacle?
这个帐幕就是今天的教会。
The tabernacle is...The church.
所以其实你看神他造人他想要跟人同住。
So we can see that God created man and he wanted to live with man.
罪让人跟神分开以后。
And after sin separated man from God.
你看神在旧约时代拣选他的百姓。
And God chose his people in the Old Testament.
他说明他的心意，他要建立一个祭司的国度。
He spoke his heart. He wanted to build a kingdom of priests.
他希望他的百姓是圣洁的国民。
He wanted his people to be a holy nation.
因为本来神就是圣洁的。
Because God is holy.
神就是真实是公义的。
God is a true and righteous.
所以借着拣选他的百姓要建立这个国度的时候。
So through choosing of his people and that he would enter into this kingdom.
他就说明他要建立一个圣所是他可以跟百姓同住的所在。
He explained that he wanted a sanctuary by which he can dwell among the people.
那这个圣所是要照神的指示做出来。
This sanctuary has to be built according to his instructions.
这个从新约圣经的角度来看，其实它是神救赎的影子。
From the New Testament, we can see that these are all shadow of salvation.
一直到耶稣基督他来到人间的时候。
Until the time that the Lord Jesus Christ came into the world.
神要与人同住的具体呈现。
When we see the complete expression of God's intent to live with men.
因为当耶稣降生的时候。
Because when Jesus was born.
那个他还没有降生以前，天使就这样宣告。
And in fact, before he was born, the angel proclaimed.
我们请看马太福音第一章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 1.
马太福音第一章。
Matthew chapter 1.
你看第二十一节。
Chapter 1, verse 21. And she will bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins.
22.
And all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the Lord through the prophet, saying, 23. Behold, a virgin shall be with child and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which is translated God with us.
你看这里耶稣他就是他的名字本身就已经说明他要做的工作就是要把百姓从罪里面救出来的。
The name Jesus speak his purpose for coming, which is to save his people from their sins.
他的名人要称他的名字说以马内利。
And he shall be called Emmanuel.
那这个以马内利就是神要与人同在。
And Emmanuel is translated God with us.
所以我们就看到耶稣基督他是神道成肉身在人间。
We can see that the Lord Jesus was really God who became flesh and came into the world.
他来到人间的目的就是要把人从罪里面救出来。
And the purpose of his coming into the world is that he would save men from sin.
要把人跟神之间的阻隔这个罪把它解决了。
And to resolve this obstacle between man and God.
然后他要住在我们当中。
And then he shall dwell among us.
他的名字叫做以马内利，在说明他本身的心意就是要与人同住。
His name is Emmanuel, speaking to the intent that he had originally to be with men.
那 主耶稣基督来到人间，真的他就住跟百姓住在一起。
The Lord Jesus came into the world and indeed dwelt among the people.
他是像一个很卑微的人一样。
He was like a very lowly person.
他是真的是出生在贫穷的家里。
He was born in a poor family.
他传的福音说，如果是心灵贫穷的、有病的、需要被拯救的，可以来到他这里来。
He preached the gospel that those who are poor in their heart, those who are ill, and those who have need shall come to him.
耶稣基督他传的福音，用一个世人觉得很愚拙的方式来完成了。
The way he preached the gospel may seem like foolishness to the world.
耶稣基督他的十字架后来被人当作愚拙的道理。
And the way of the cross is really deemed as a lowly method.
但其实他是神的大能。
But this all goes to show the great and mighty power of God.
神的智慧。
And the great wisdom of God.
就是要愿意听他的话的人能够享受到神与人同在这么一个巨大的恩典。
That those who are willing to listen to God may experience this great grace of being with God.
耶稣基督来到人间以后，
When Jesus came into the world,
他传福音，
He preached the gospel.
他为人，他照着神的旨意，把神要与人同住的这个计划一个一个执行。
He executed the plan for God to be with man one by one.
他传完福音之后，他按照神的旨意被钉十字架，死了，三天复活。
After he finished preaching the gospel, according to the will of God, he was crucified on the cross and resurrected 3 days later.
向门徒显现四十天之后，他升天了。
He appeared to the disciples for 40 days and ascended to heaven.
他升天以后，他按照他应许降下圣灵来。
And after he ascended to heaven, according to what he promised, the Holy Spirit was sent down.
然后因着圣灵，这个教会就建立起来。
And through the Holy Spirit,The early church was established.
那这个教会就成为神奥秘式的管家。
And the church is really the guardian of the mystery.
这教会成为神圣灵的所在。
And the church became the dwelling place of the Holy Spirit.
所以我们现在请看，最后来看以弗所书第一章。
So lastly, let's turn to Ephesians chapter 5.
以弗所书第一章。
Ephesians chapter 1.
以弗所书第一章
Ephesians chapter 1
请看第二十三节
Verse 23 Which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all
教会是他的身体是那充满万有者所充满的
The church is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all
教会其实就是耶稣基督的身体
The church is the body of the Lord Jesus Christ.
是有神的灵所在的地方。
It is where the Spirit of God dwells.
这个也成为神他要与人同在的一个证明。
This is also the evidence of God's wanting to abide with men.
这个教会其实就是耶稣基督他的身体。
The church is really the body of the Lord Jesus Christ.
这个教会其实到最后启示录里面这样说。
And at the end, in the book of Revelation, it mentioned about this church.
我们请看启示录二十一章。
Let's turn to Revelation chapter 21.
这是神最后他要与人同住他的整个计划的呈现。
This is really the fulfillment of God's intent to be with men.
启示录二十一章的第三节。
Chapter 21, verse 3. And I heard a loud voice from heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people.God himself will be with them and be their God.
第四节
4. And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There shall be no more death, nor sorrow, nor crying. There shall be no more pain, for the former things have passed away.
这里使徒约翰他听到天上的声音说
Here John heard a loud voice from heaven saying,
看啊，神的帐幕在人间
Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men.
他要与人同住
And he will dwell with them.
他们要做他的子民，他要做他们的神。
And they shall be his people. God himself will be with them and be their God.
这里神的帐幕就是指的神的教会。
Here the tabernacle of God is referring to the church of God.
他的帐幕在我们人间。
The tabernacle of God is in the world.
这就是神的教会在我们当中建立起来。
This is the church of God which is built.
他要与人同住。
He shall be with.
我们要成为他的子民
And we shall be his people.
在这里我们可以感受到一个新天新地的出现
And here we could experience the new heavens and new earth.
神将我们的眼泪擦去。
And God will wipe away our tears.
因为他要成为我们的安慰。
Because he shall be our comfort.
他在这里不再有死亡。
And there shall be no more death.
因为当我们与神同住的时候。
Because when we dwell with God.
我们就是与神的永生联系。
We are connected to the eternity
of God. 人虽然在世上肉体死亡。
Even though we may die in the flesh.
但其实我们在灵里面是跟神联系，我们灵性是活着的。
But in the spirit, we are alive because we are connected to God.
我们最后一定能够在神的国度里面与他永远享受那说不啊无法说明的那个荣耀。
And at the end, we shall experience the joy which is inexplicable forever.
那这个就是最后我们人得到救恩的具体呈现的。
This is really the complete fulfillment of salvation.
我们最后请看第五节。
Let's read verse 5. Lastly, then he who sat on the throne said, "Behold, I make all things new." And he said to me, "Write, for these words are true and faithful."
愿我们都能够接受这样的一个信息。
May we all be able to accept this message.
神的帐幕在我们当中。
That the tabernacle of God is among us.
这个圣所要让我们真的能够得到神的永生。
This sanctuary will allow us to have eternal life from God.
我们所领受这个信息是真实可信的。
And that receiving this message is really true and faithful.
真的是有盼望的。
We truly have hope.
我们是蒙福的百姓。
We are the blessed people of God.
愿主带领我们。
May God.
再来唱诗。
Let's sing him.
239首。
239.